Four of the country's top email providers today announced that they've filed a series of lawsuits against alleged spammers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that these are the first major suits under a new anti-spam law passed by Congress last year.
Major internet service providers lobbied for the law, known as CAN-SPAM, which took effect January 1st. Today, America Online's Randall Bowe praised the law once again, saying it is allowing ISPs to take steps that he called unprecedented.
To find spammers, track them down, sue them, and the next step will be to put them out of business.
AOL joined Microsoft, Yahoo, and Earthlink in launching six lawsuits against hundreds of alleged spamming operations. The suits say the spammers sent millions of unsolicited ads hawking the usual fare: Viagra, weight loss plans, mortgage leads, cable descramblers. The companies say the spammers violated the CAN-SPAM Act by deceiving consumers about the origin of these emails and that they failed to provide a way for users to unsubscribe from email lists. Microsoft's Nancy Anderson says the federal statute made it easier for companies to go after spammers than state laws against unsolicited email.
CAN-SPAM provides solid, clear guidance and tools for taking action against the common deceptive practices that the world's biggest spammers use. They use these practices to disguise who they are and to deceive recipients.
But those who wanted a stronger law question whether this was such a big leap forward. Attorney David Kramer of Palo Alto, California, has helped draft state laws.
There is no question but that what spammers were doing was wrong before. And there's no question that what they're doing now is still wrong. CAN-SPAM doesn't change that.
Kramer says internet service providers have sued and won under state law before, but for every spammer they shut down, two more rose up. Kramer says, in fact, CAN-SPAM weakened existing law by taking away the right of individuals to sue. The real teeth in CAN-SPAM are the criminal sanctions it provides. Federal prosecutors have not brought criminal charges against anyone yet, and Kramer says even if they do, the effect will be limited.
I think criminal activity, that is criminal enforcement at a significant level, could help reduce the volume of spam. But I just don't think we're going to see the kind of criminal enforcement that we need, because spam just isn't a top enforcement priority for the federal or even the state authorities.
Kramer says the spam problem has gotten so bad, only a combination of legal and technological measures will stem the tide. One of the suits filed today shows that spammers are very active on the technological front. The complaint alleges that Canadian spammers did provide an opt-out page for consumers, but when they clicked on the link, users were sent to a page where their addresses were scooped up and sold to other spammers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.